Podcast. My name is Steve Miggs, and I am here with the Reverend Infuego.
Hello.
Glenn Cannon.
What's up?
Oh, I'm happy to see you guys.
That's good to see you guys, too, man.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
It does feel
like
a week.
Yeah,
did we do one last week? I can't tell anymore.
Yes, because okay. It was post Rachel Barley, and you talked about self-touching, and you landmined me on that one.
Oh man, I just remembered Rachel's in this. I think she's in the building doing some kind of a video today. At least she sent me a message saying I'm going to be there on Tuesday
around
9.
She's got the rock girl thing going on, right?
Are there cupcakes involved?
And let's see.
I like those cupcakes.
Yeah, she's going to send Parker up with a bunch of cupcakes for you, dude.
Gosh. I can't eat cupcakes anymore without thinking of Rachel.
Right?
She says, I'm coming to film something at 9 on Tuesday. I'm stealing you and Glenn after your podcast.
Cool.
Why don't I just tell her to just come over?
We've got microphones.
You are still...
See, that's the thing, though, is if she wants to take us out drinking and stuff, I can't. I got to go... Basically, when I pull out of the building, I need to log in and start a driving shift.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It is kind of cool, though. Like, I leave here, I get in my car, I fire up my apps, and I'm at work.
The taxi cannon confessionals.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Any good...
What are some of the weird stories, man?
Uber Chronicles from Glenn Cannon?
Oh, man, I have had some... God, what? I've definitely had some interesting stuff happens almost daily, especially when you do those late night shifts. I did have probably one of the more troubling ones was I picked up these two girls that couldn't have been more than 17 years old up on Capitol Hill. And they were obviously at a nightclub or something. They were dressed like, you know, working girls, you know, which good for you, hun. Absolutely. But the one girl was out of her mind hammered and her friend was, and then they got in the car, and the girl rolled the window down and stuck her head out, and I'm like, hey, I will pull over. And
Last time I did that, I immediately puked.
Oh, dude.
Her
friend was like, don't worry, there's nothing left in there for her to puke up, and I'm like, how long has this been going on? But I mean, these girls were, like, pretty much naked, and, you know, she was like, yeah, it was really weird when we were waiting for you. And they were, like, tucked back in this alley, too. Like, the common sense-o-meter must have been turned off.
I was going to say, This sounds like an after-school special.
When I realized that they were my passengers, I was kind of like, what were you doing back there? And I guess some dude had accosted them and was touchy-feely and very rapey. And the girl was hammered but, like, half shook up, and I'm trying to talk her down and... Yeah, I don't know. And then I got him to their place.
I felt
place.
Like playing that Winger song after that part. Was inappropriate. She's only 17.
Move on,
so that was kind of crazy. And then I did have, I got him home safe. And then I waited out front of their little dormitory. That's where they were going back to.
Sheesh.
To make sure they even got inside. Because the one girl was just, I mean, dude. You could have been using a taser on her. I'm not sure she would have flinched.
She's not
she
there
was
anymore.
Done. I'm glad I got him home safe.
Thank God you were their Uber driver.
You know
what I mean?
I have heard some stories from young girls now that I've driven, and it all seems to be, you know, the 18 to 25 year olds. They're like, oh man, I had a guy that wouldn't stop. And there was a girl I gave a ride to the other day that she straight up called 911. Because he wouldn't let her out of the car. And the guy got arrested. The cops showed up and arrested the guy.
Jeez.
Because he wouldn't let her out. The more we talked, what he was doing is he was double lapping. He had her going on Uber, but then he was also picking up Lyft rides, and he was doing both at the same time.
Yeah.
So she's going, this isn't where I'm going. He's like, no, this is the way. This is the way. And she's like, this isn't where I'm going. Let me out of the car. No, it's fine. It's fine.
So he's going to do like a ride share.
He was basically double apping to try and make more money.
I'm glad that was his.
He got arrested.
His intentions.
She was like, I didn't press charges or anything, but I wanted him to know. And you know, it was this little, like,
scary.
This little 24-year-old blonde thing. And I'm like, God almighty. Yeah, but
my wife refuses to go anywhere near, I mean, cabs too, but for the most part, she refuses to use any kind of rideshare because she's afraid to go in a car by herself.
That's the thing,
someone.
No matter what, you're getting in the car with a stranger. You are getting in a car with a stranger. I had another, it was the weirdest story this girl was telling me about a married couple got in, but the husband got in the back with her, and so the wife was like, okay, and so she got up front with the driver. And then during the ride, the husband started full on macking on the girl in the back seat. And it was like escalating between the husband and wife and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I want out of this car. I want out of this car. And the driver was like, no, I'll take you to your stop. I'm not pulling over.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'm really glad to be cool guy Uber.
Yeah.
Because like every time I've even had cats like straight up like because I've had some pretty cool conversations with some dudes. And girls, you know, like, but we pull up and they're like, I'm so glad you're my driver. This was the coolest ride. And so I dig that. Getting people home safe.
Treating them like human beings.
Oh, dude, there was a guy that, like, his wife was in substance abuse recovery, and he was having a hard time, and he and I had this amazing dialogue, and it's kind of cool. I'm digging it. I'm really digging it.
I just love that. Glenn Cannon. Cool guy Uber.
Cool guy Uber. You know, pretty much. You know, if you get me, you got the good guy, man. I'll straight up, I'll do things the other drivers won't do. I'll run you through the drive through. You know, and then I had a guy.
Oh, man, we could have used you. Where were we? In Chicago?
Chicago.
I was arguing with the cab guy. He's like, no, I drop you off here. I'm like, why? We're going to keep paying you. He's like, I'll drop you off here. I'm like, just go through the drive-thru. I'll even buy whatever you want.
He didn't want a burger.
The couple I did that for.
They keep the meter going, man. It's not even like it was like a set price. Get us back.
And with Uber, you do get paid by the mile, and there was a bit of a time crunch. So if you slow down to, like, I ran one girl, her vape pen broke, and she was like, you know, now she couldn't use her hash oil. She was bumming.
I can understand.
And I'm like, there's a place right up here on First. I'll pull over. She's like, what? And I'm like, I'll wait for you.
Five stars.
It might have cost me $4 or $5. At the end of the day, it probably cost me $5. So you know what? $5. Yeah, hun.
But you got that 5-star.
Run inside.
She might have even given you a tip because of that, though. You never know.
I don't know. Honestly, I'm not even counting on that. I would just rather be.
Just the tip.
I'd rather be cool. Yeah. I did have, there's Uber Pool and Lyft Line. And what that is...
Isn't that a carpool?
Yeah. So what it is, like, you can... I don't do that. When I get an Uber, I want my car. I want to go where I'm going. Same, if it's $30, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't... But people will look at it and they'll go, okay, it's $18 for Uber X, but it's $4.50 for Uber Pool.
Ugh.
Hell with it.
Yeah.
But that means at any point during the ride, if I get pinged, I got to stop and pick up more people.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to deal with that.
So I had this hammered drunk. He was like this little clubby guy. He was going to the club, you know? And he was in the back seat directly behind me, but he was out of his mind wasted. And he kept like kind of crawling up over the seat at me and like thumping me on the shoulder while he was talking to me. You know what I mean, bro? I'm just trying to hook up my boy. And I'm like, yeah. And then he'd realize that he was getting physical with me and he'd get real weird. And he'd be like, hey, are we okay?
And well, because you realize you're not a small man. Yeah. And he's just essentially punching you.
Yeah, Glenn's putting on a set of brass knuckles. Yeah, man, we're totally good. Cool.
Yeah, right. I'd have to be like, bro.
My driving gloves.
We're good. And I'd shake his hand like, brother, we're good. We are good. I got you, man. Yeah. I got you. We're good. All right, man. And then that repeated like 6 times. I knew he was out of his skull.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, hey, man, are we okay? Are we good? And
paranoia setting in.
Oh, yeah.
I can't make any new memories.
So, sure enough. Sure enough, ping, we got an Uber Pool. So now I'm having to explain this guy repeatedly.
Oh, no.
That, dude, I'm going to get you to your boys. I'm going to hook you up with your bros. I know where you're headed.
But you took the cheap
this
version,
this is along
bro.
The way. I got to pick this guy up. Oh, man, no. Nah, what if we... And I'm like, bro, I'm sorry. So now all this is happening.
You made your bed.
So now, the dude we picked up... So you get the vision of the cat that I've got kind of monkeying on me.
Yeah.
So
it's Chris Kattan.
The dude we picked up in Belltown was this really outwardly eccentrically gay guy. So he's wearing like a blue fur coat.
Oh, tight.
His hair is like black, but spiked backwards, and his beard is dyed yellow. And
he's like a Muppet. This is great.
Dude, he makes his own clothes, you come to find out, because I got the guy's life story after I dropped off Club Boy.
Of course you did.
But so he gets in. And
I mean, there wasn't a love connection between those two?
That's what I'm getting to.
Oh, there was.
That's what I'm getting to.
Yeah!
Dude. So that dude gets in and, you know, very effeminate, you know, and dressed like... You know, a rock star, like Elton John on crack. Okay?
Yeah.
So now I've got Club Boy and, you know, and the Club Pinball Boy. Wizard in the back here. Okay. And it's, you know, so they start chatting and I'm like, cool, at least that guy's not grabbing me and thumping me and punching me anymore. You know what I mean? And I get, he's in a good mood. He's having a good time. He's going to hook up with his boys. I'm not even slightly offended. I get it, bro. We don't get very far till Club Boy says, yeah, you know, man, as long as I hook up with a lady every night, you know, just as long as I hook up with a lady. And the other dude was like, you just had to say that, didn't you? You had to put that out there. You just had to make sure I knew that you were straight. And they went at it.
Oh, my God.
They,
you
oh
need
my,
a microphone in this.
I was in hell. Right. They went at it so, and he was like, no, I didn't mean anything by it. Yes, you did.
And then,
Oh, my God.
Bro, I'll make out with you just so you understand. I didn't mean it.
It escalated, and I'm trapped now. And I can hear my mother's voice. Like, I will pull this Uber over.
You know, I will pull
this Uber.
Off.
I will paddle you both. I will pull this Uber over. And then
you get pinged again, and it's a MAGA guy with the red hat.
Yep.
Oh, dude.
Make Uber great again.
Dude, it was like rolling Jerry Springer. If I'd have picked up a skinhead, right, it would have been the perfect call.
Yeah, right.
You know, great.
And a member of the Black Panthers or something like that.
Do it.
So these guys went at it all the way till I dropped off Club Boy at his destination.
Incredible.
And of course, they're both hammered, right? Which is why all this is happening.
Totally.
Are they sitting next to each other, like, side by side
of the black dude, and just going in? The extravagantly dressed gay dude was just assaulting this guy for pretty much, and he was. He was trying to make sure the guy knew that he was straight.
Totally.
And, you know, it's just two strangers hammered drunk in an uncomfortable situation.
Right. It's like in Reservoir Dogs. No one's going to back down because they don't know each other.
All anyone had to do, you know, even the little gay guy could have said, dude, that's not necessary. I wouldn't do you if you were the last man on earth.
Right.
You know, and then it would have been funny and fun, but that is not what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, these guys were just going at it.
I mean, it sucks
man.
For you, but it's fantastic for the story.
Well,
for
and
us.
Then once I
hope you gave both of them 5 stars.
Dude, I did.
Yeah, why
I did.
Not? Right?
Why not? Who cares?
Factor.
Well, and then, you know, I'm me, so I'm the shoulder, right? So we drop off Club Boy, and I'm left with the other guy. And he just starts telling me his life story, and his basement flooded, and he's borderline in tears, and it's only because he's hammered, you know. Now he's an emotional crier.
And then you look there and go, I'm just trying to hook up with some ladies.
No,
I'm just trying to hook up with some ladies.
Straight up, dude, when we got to his place, I sat there for like an extra minute and a half. I let him finish his story. Kind of turned around and did the through the seat hug, like, dude, you're gonna be all right, man. Just hang in there. It's me, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, brother, you're going to be okay. I love you, man. It's cool. He got out of the car, and I was like, F this. And I logged out and drove
home. I'm good, guys.
I got my fill, man. You know? I logged out and just drove straight home. You know, it's like at that point, it's 2:30 in the morning anyway, and I'm thinking of is like, I want to be in my bed.
It will not get better than this.
Oh, you want to be there with your wife? You just want to make it very clear.
I'm just trying to make it clear.
Yeah, okay.
I get it. You're straight. You don't need to say that about your wife.
That's my comfort. But find my cat then. My comfort bubble.
I bet you put that wedding ring on before you pick me up. You knew what was, and that's probably the last time you're ever going to do Uber pool.
No, I don't have a choice.
Wait. Well, you don't.
I don't have a choice.
That's a kick in the balls.
Just a ping.
I can pick who I pick up, but I don't. I mean, there's all kinds of info that you because I had a dude that he was like, man, thanks so much for picking me up. I'm like, dude, no worries.
Well, he was like a 2 rating or something.
He told me the whole story. He was like, I actually puked in a guy's Uber, so I have a hard time getting a car these days. And I'm like, oh, dude. But then he starts telling me the story, and it sounds like all the other stories I hear.
Mm-hmm.
He told the guy, dude, can you slow down and take it easy? Because the guy was driving real aggressive.
Yeah.
And a lot of them do because they want to get you out of the car and get to the next ride.
Sure.
And he's like, dude, can you please just take it easy? I'm really not doing good. And then it was, dude, I need you to pull over. I'm going to get sick. I'm sorry. I need you. No, we're almost there. Dude, I'm going to get sick. Please. And the guy wouldn't stop. So then finally he opened the door of the car when they were like at an intersection. And the guy was like, no. And he kind of got out and puked. And he was like, dude, I swear to God on my life, it was a couple drops in the door jam.
Oh.
But the guy submitted that photo, and I guess that was enough. And he's like, they dinged my card for $250.
And all he had to do is wipe it clean, and he gets that $250.
Yeah, yeah. And this guy had a 1-star rating, and he's like, I have a really hard time getting cars now. And that's why, like, when that girl was in the back with her head hanging out the window, I'm like, look, I don't care if it takes a half an hour. I will pull over. I'm here to get you home safe. As far as I'm concerned, the minute you get in this car, this is your car. You know, and she's like, no, don't worry. There's nothing left in there for it to puke up. I'm like, oh, my God. But, you know, those drivers will do that. So even the cat that was like, thanks for picking me up, right? He had like a 1. But I don't look at any of that. If that thing goes off, I hit the button.
It's business.
I'm there to make money, and I don't care if it's Uber Pool or Uber X or whatever, or Lyft. Whoever hits me first, I don't even look. I hit the button.
Do you got the cool mustache thing on your car then?
No.
You got to get that light up mustache.
I could, but I don't.
Those are dope.
Because I drive for both, I don't want to pull up and have people go, oh, that's a Lyft. I'm waiting for my Uber.
That's a good point.
Right now I have an Uber sticker and a Lyft sticker.
That's enough, yeah.
And that's, I just want to keep it that way to avoid confusion.
I don't know why this morning I was driving to work and there was a car behind me. At first I thought, is that a cop? Like, I was just like, because it was like kind of like right up on me. And I'm like looking in the rearview mirror and I'm like, oh no, that's a pink mustache. That's what
it's the pink Lyft thing, yeah, dude. Yeah.
All right, I'll get out of the way for you, sir.
There was, before Lyft got big, they were still around Seattle. And I would see those pink mustaches.
I never knew what it was.
I was like, yeah, what the hell kind of like weird, and since we're as at the old station at the base of Capitol Hill, you just don't know what the hell's going on.
I thought it was some hipster revolution thing.
I did too. You know? It was like, I don't know what this is, what's going on. And then like my wife, I was actually really hip to it. She's like, oh yeah, it's just the rideshare thing. I'm like, rideshare, that's dumb. Why would you want to do that? Like, the cabs here are terrible.
I'm making better money doing this than I was at my other gig. And it's funny.
Well, that's because you're a cool Uber guy.
These
cool
people
guy
I talk to, dude, they get in and they're like, hey, man. So, and I'm like, yeah, I'm doing this full time now. And then when you get into 30 questions, and I got to say, man, like, I like people anyway.
Yep.
And, man, I've met so many cool people and had so many amazing conversations.
See, I hate people and I hate conversations.
Cool. Well, then, Rev, you should do this.
I could not do this.
You and I would last 1 hour.
Oh, my God.
Dude, man.
I lasted.
I'd probably purposely crash my car if I had those two guys in my car. I'd be like, you know what? I got airbags.
You can't imagine, man. Like, me telling the story, I don't think covers the degree to which it got uncomfortable in that car.
Right? Makes me wish you had a video camera.
Those guys were really, man, they just went at it. And I'm like, do I pull over and kick them out? I'm like, no, I want to get them where they're going. And
right.
And like I said, Club
Dude. And I kind of want to see what's going
to
happen.
Club Dude was out of his mind to the point where every 5 minutes he had to check back in with me because.
Sounds like he was coked out of his mind.
Dude.
Yeah.
Or something.
I don't know what he was on, but he was really, he was out of it to the point where he was like, oh, wait, did I make this guy mad? And I'm like, dude, we've established that we're cool. Yeah. I'm going to get you to your buddies. You're going to have a great night.
Every like 30 seconds, he's like, blah, 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 blah. I'm still not mad at you.
Yeah,
we're cool, man.
I'm absolutely cool with you, sir.
Yeah, man.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, straight up.
So what do you do, like, as far as like music and stuff like that? Well, do you ever like pop on some window pane and see how that goes?
I really, I've had a couple conversations where I've ended up talking about my band. I don't bring it up, but I have had a couple conversations.
That'd be great if you had like a little merch table set up.
I know, right? I've got my record in the car. You can download now. But I have turned a couple people on. I've actually had some people turn me on to music they're into, which has been cool music conversations. Generally though. And it's weird. I think about it. Every Uber I've ever gotten into, they've had the stereo on.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I don't like is I'm generally subjected to whatever music the driver likes.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be that guy, but it's usually really bad hip hop.
Yeah.
Really bad. Not even like, oh, I kind of liked this song. Bad hip hop. So when people get in the car with me, I turn the damn radio off. And I don't care if it's a 30-minute ride. I leave it off. Unless they say, hey, can you turn on some music?
That's cool.
Usually we talk. Or, you know, people either want to talk or they want to surf their phone. It's one of the two, always.
Yeah. Yep.
The other day, because
you should have like the soundtrack to like Jaws or something like
that. Well, I've got XM, Sirius XM. Uh-huh. So, you know, like the Pearl Jam channel is pretty cool because they'll play Pearl Jam concerts in their entirety.
Yeah. Yes.
So yesterday it was it was like their 23rd anniversary of their first show.
Oh wow.
And they were playing in Philly, and so that concert was on and I'd been jamming to that concert and kind of ping-ponging between that and the men's room actually.
Nice.
But you know, a guy got in, I picked him up at the T-Mobile campus and I was like, "Hey man, do you mind if I have music on?" He's like, "Not at all." And I was like, "I've been listening to this Pearl Jam concert, if that's cool." He's like, "Oh, you dude, absolutely." So there's like a example, and that's one.
That's cool that you just ask, though.
That's one out of 50 people that I actually was. I didn't want to turn it off because I was like, man, this is a pretty good show,
cool,
and they're playing great. And, you know, I was giving them a ride clear in town. So it's like a 15, 20 minute ride. And I was like, bro, you know, I kind of want to hear the show.
One of the chillest ones I had, it was just this older dude. And first off, most of the time I love it when they have it all set up where they have like the water bottles and they have everything.
Breath mints.
Yeah.
Candy.
Like I have all this little setup, but he was just playing
mini
some
limo.
Like,
yeah. I don't have any of that.
Well, he was just rolling with some like jazz. And it was just really cool.
Is that a work?
So yeah. And it was just, it was something that was non-invasive. I could absolutely ignore him from my backseat, which is I'd never ever talk to the driver. Like
I typically say, how's your day? And then if they want to engage, then I'll have a conversation. But otherwise, yeah,
My wife do that. She's the talker. And so especially if we're going home and she's been drinking, she will have full blown massive conversations.
Usually if I'm in an Uber, I probably don't, I can't really speak. You know, it'll be like, up there, see those, see those hedges?
We've had a couple of those as well.
You know what I mean? And I'm just in the back, and man, I don't know how to thank you. And now I'm the guy getting thanked, you know?
So like, funny.
Like that.
Yeah.
I think it'd be funny if you're an Uber driver and you just want to mess with like the person. Like, they step in, they sit down, and you're like, oh, welcome to my Uber car, and let's see where we're going to go. And then just start playing some weird, like creepy, scary music.
That would actually be really funny.
But that's the thing is, you never
enjoy
know.
Enjoy the ride.
There might be people that would love that and think it was awesome. There might be people that immediately dial 911.
Yeah, you can't. What are you doing, 911? Oh, nothing.
Or there's like this new tip I didn't know that my wife told me about it. Like you hit your button, the phone unlock button or whatever, like the power button on your iPhone 5 times, and it'll instantly give you an opportunity you hit a button, it'll call 911 and it'll send them your location.
Oh.
So if there's ever like.
So it's like a 911 speed dial.
I don't want to do it now.
Yeah, I think if you do it, like an alarm will go off. You could turn it off though, but like it's basically like if you're in.
It's like the phone version of Candyman.
So it worked.
Yeah. So I'll do it again.
Don't. What
well,
are you
no,
doing
no, 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 because it doesn't actually do it. It sets up an alarm and it says, SOS, emergency SOS, like a slide, just like the power off. Uh-huh. Or you can hit the cancel button. So
okay.
It didn't actually do it, but I panicked because I thought it did.
Cancel.
The cops are here. They're coming to get.
It's that same dispatcher from Die Hard. She's like, "Sir, if this is an actual emergency, we need you to."
The problem right now, I'm having a tough time. Honestly, if I was an Uber driver, I would have to play this song because this has been. I don't know why. You ever have like a song stuck in your head for no apparent reason?
Yes.
Today,
earworm
all the time. Yeah,
right before I started prepping for the Migscast, like when we just finished our show, I'm like getting stuff loaded up onto the flash drive. All of a sudden, this song popped into my head, and I have no idea why.
Really? Jake
Isles. This should be your song whenever someone comes in your car.
Weren't these guys responsible for Centerfold as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is a great...
It's a fun song.
Yeah, it's a great story song.
Yeah. My homeroom angel.
Where are you going tonight?
Like, why freeze frame?
I don't know. All of a sudden in my head, I'm going, freeze frame, freeze frame. I think I did like a screen capture of something.
Okay.
And in my head, I must have said, freeze frame.
So you got to watch out for those earworms, though, like, because you'll sing them to yourself.
Yeah.
And then you'll start making random sounds, and you got to be careful in public places, because I've done that a lot, like at the grocery store. Like that stupid No Doubt song, Keep On Dancing, will get stuck in my head.
Oh, that's a good one.
And it has that disco sound that goes, boo! You know?
Yeah.
Right? And so I'll be like in the fish aisle with 10 people around me, and I'll just randomly go, boo!
Like, I do that too with
like,
no song in my head.
Sweet
but
Tourette's guy is here at the fish aisle. You know what I mean, man?
There we go.
Here we go. Break it down.
I would love to have been in the studio while they recorded that song. Do you think they were very serious?
I think they had a lot of fun.
I hope.
I would hope.
We're making a lot of money with this mother banker.
There's like one dude losing their mind. Like, we gotta do that take again.
Oh, yeah. Imagine if it was a real stressful session.
Yeah.
You know, like they're just screaming at each other and...
You're doing it wrong!
Yeah, there you go. It's centerfold.
Like, could you imagine if they were like yelling at each other after they like, finished the take? They're like, bro, you were totally off tempo. You suck. All right, let's try it again. You have to be in a good mood while that song while you're doing that. Yeah. I can't imagine that you're in a bad mood.
That'd be like a great song to fly in behind like a murder scene in a film. You know, just to make people's brains ache.
Kind of like Stuck in the Middle during Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that made that song weird for me.
Yep.
Because that's all I think now.
Yep. It was a terrible movie, but that movie Face Off with Nick Cage and John Travolta.
It was a bad movie in the best way.
Right.
I love that movie.
Yeah,
but during
I really do too.
That whole shootout sequence, and I think it's all in slow-mo to the skies are blue.
Because it's John Woo. There's doves, it's slow-mo.
The doves, that's right.
Oh, yeah, so there's good. He does the slow-mo doves, the slow-mo pigeons. Like that whole Mission Impossible 2, man. I've never seen more slow-flying birds.
There was one.
You're right.
Always with the birds.
It's so poetic.
There was one with Mira Sorvino and Chow Yun-Fat.
Oh, Replacement Killers.
Yeah!
It's actually a good movie.
Yeah!
I like that movie.
But it had the doves in it, and those are just always
The birds. Always with the birds, man.
That was his thing, man.
It was. It was the signature.
We need to do a Bruiser Brody music video where we release the doves.
I want to have, like, slow-mo hamsters in my film. You know, like Tom Cruise rounds the corner and these cute little tan fuzz. Fuzzy guys come running along.
Mission Impossible.
But in slow-mo, you know?
Starring Richard Gere.
Oh.
Nothing's impossible for Richard Gere.
Just ask the 17 gerbils in his... Well, you know.
Man. Hey, speaking of Bruce Brody, I don't know if you guys realize this, but we're very popular when it comes to montage videos for different companies and organizations.
I saw some guys asking you on Twitter about it.
What happened to us?
Okay, so we're currently being used by Prestige Wrestling, which is a great wrestling promotion in Oregon. They're using one of our Don't Go There.
Really?
As a song set to wrestling action.
That's
so we've
cool.
had that 3-2-1 battle. They've used our song also
that's
for
great,
some wrestling
man.
Action.
Well, that's good. You're the commissioner, so it makes sense.
And I also made the video, so I mean... You know, nepotism strong when it comes to me making videos. And then there's a guy on Twitter that hit us up about using our music for a skateboard video. I haven't seen that yet.
I'm like, dude.
And today we were just used for the music for a promo video or like a recruitment video for Montana Tech football. So go Diggers.
No kidding.
Cool.
So yeah, that's on the Bruiser Brody Facebook page. If you just type in Bruiser Brody Band, all those videos are up there, and everyone's using Don't Go There on their own. That's, I think it's funny.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
I think it's awesome.
That's great.
I love that. Hey, wrestling one makes all the sense in the world because we're named after a wrestler. So hey, if there's any audience that we would be endeared to,
right,
it would be a wrestling crowd. But then now we're on a football teams.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I
wonder how they found you. I mean, it's Montana.
It's through my buddy J-Mac from the Donkeys.
Ah, okay, okay.
His brother is one of the coaches for
that's cool.
Montana Tech, and I guess Jay was telling him about our band. He heard it and loved us. He's like, hey, could you ask Steve if it's cool if we use their music for our recruitment video?
That's
and I'm
so
like,
cool.
You didn't even need to ask. Yes, of course. So.
It's really awesome that they would take the time to ask, though.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, I mean, I'm dealing with it with other people's podcasts where they're just like, we're going to use this song, and I'm like, you do not have the rights to that. That is not a good idea, but whatever.
Right. Yeah, what's the odds they're going to get in trouble for it?
Hopefully small. Hopefully not existent.
Now they're broke and they're yelling at you, dude.
It's like, I told you.
So I thought that was pretty cool. So shout out to anyone.
That's
and if anyone
great,
has
man.
Anything that they're doing, feel free to use
Savoia
our music.
Savoia hit me up like right around Christmas saying he was doing his year-end photo collage.
Yep.
And didn't have the Brody material. And I was like, oh, dude. And I Dropboxed it to him, I think, that day.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it was just one of those, you know, one of those things. Like, but I love the fact that stuff's just out there.
Yeah,
and,
right?
You know, people want it. And that's so cool.
Oh, like, I was geeking out every time. Like, you know, it's cool as a wrestling fan. I'm seeing some guys like, you know, Billy Gunn, remember from the New Age Outlaws? Like, he was in that on that card.
So he's still doing stuff?
So he's wrestling.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like that kind of crap is cool to me.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, seeing like some of the old dogs and just seeing wrestlers that I'm a fan of wrestling to my music, I think that's pretty awesome. And, you know, and hopefully, hey, man, we might win over a few new fans in Montana and also in Oregon.
Yeah, right.
Anything that spreads the word, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's beyond cool.
Yeah, so I was pretty excited about that.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
I did something I think you guys would have fun doing over the weekend. I've done it before.
The collection room?
Actually, this time it's an escape room. So in order to, first you got to collect it, and then you got to run away.
Oh, it's an escape room.
Escape rooms are fun.
Yeah, the one I went to, it's the same one I went to last time. It's the one in Gig Harbor. It's family owned, so I like going to that one.
Is this like the X-Men's danger room? I mean, what are we talking about?
Sort of. I know that they're like everywhere, but essentially you're in a room with a whole bunch of different puzzles, and you've got a set amount of time, usually an hour, for you and your group, usually up to about a dozen people, to figure out all of the puzzles and find somewhere there's a key to get you out of the room. And they'll have different themes.
Yep.
Puzzle Break is
horror
the one
themes.
That we've done. And
no kidding.
Fun. Yeah.
We did one where it was like a cabin and it was haunted the first time we did it. And it's called Escape Hour in Gig Harbor, if anyone wants to check
cool,
that one
yeah.
out. It's on Facebook and all those other places. But we just went, first time we went, it was called, we went to the cabin and it was some haunted guy. It was kind of like a Jason mask. And what you have to do is solve these different puzzles and you have to read things and pay attention to what you're reading. It's very like mystery based. And problem
solving.
Take
the bride and go do this.
These
this sounds
you
awesome,
would love it,
man.
We should all go.
Oh, yeah. God, that'd be so much fun. We took a group of, I think there was 11 of us, so it was just us being able to do it.
That's the best way to do it.
Exactly.
You don't want a rando in your group.
It's like having
it up.
Yeah, it's like having the
rando.
They
could get into a fight.
quite possibly.
I'll pull this escape room over.
It was so much fun, but I also spent, like, I was not very good at, like, any solving things.
I suck at it.
Almost the entire time trying to figure out what essentially was a giant letter.
Yeah,
I thought it was like I'm trying to figure out like constellations or star patterns or whatever, and it was just a letter. And I was like, "Oh, I'm focusing on the wrong part."
When we did the cabin, the cabin was fun because then that guy comes in and he kidnaps one of us, puts the other guy in one of the rooms, and he now has to solve something on his own to get back to us. So it's, and the cool thing is they have somebody watching you guys at all times. So if you kind of hit a point where you're just completely stupid, he'll just kind of chime in and be like, have you thought about checking out the little corner in the book? This time,
hey, blonde guy, A is for apple.
Or one time, the best was when he called out my wife because my wife was being a little too aggressive on one of the doors. Because they say, hey, look, if two fingers can't open or move something, I don't know why they will go with two fingers.
She's like kicking it.
She's like shaking it like,
ma'am.
And he's like, remember when I told you not to be too aggressive with the doors?
I just love the thought of sweet little Sid just like, trashing the place.
Get me the F out of here. So this one was called the Mayan Ruins. And it was like, you were like, and it wasn't scary, although it was very suspenseful. And you got to just solve things. You have to come up with, like, there's all these different locked boxes. You have to come up with the codes. I came up with one on my own.
Good job.
That was all I contributed.
More than I've ever done.
The best part of all of it, though, was while we're all trying to figure out stuff, our boy Munson decides just to rip a giant fart.
Good on him.
And now it was an escape room for a different reason. Yeah. Like, let's solve this so we can get out of there.
That's a concentration booster, man.
That's amazing.
He's thinning the oxygen level in the room so that you can focus more.
But our first time we did it, when we did the cabin, we failed, and we failed miserably. We all died, right? This time, 57 minutes in, 3 minutes to spare, maybe 2.5 minutes to spare.
Nice.
We solved it. Everything was good, and we won.
No kidding.
And then you got a picture take. And the cool thing was, I didn't even realize this.
And you all smelled like Munson's fart.
We did. We all smelled like tacos.
It just clings to your clothes. You got to go brush your teeth.
I remember the air being thicker in here when we left you guys.
Here's the messed up part. So he drops ass, right? And we're all laughing. Maybe 20 minutes goes by, and all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, man, you farted again. He goes, no, it wasn't me this time. We're like, and I actually had to say, dude, it smells just like the last one.
It's that same one. It's still recirculating, dude. It's like a ghost.
You know, it might have been that.
Ghost farts.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It might have been stuck to your skin, you know? You don't know.
But, dude, it's fun. It makes you realize, though, who is going to take one for the team, in a sense. Like, when things get scary, who's putting other people in front of them? Might have been guilty of that. All the dudes put the women in front of them. Like, take the ladies first, please.
Human
shield. Women and children first.
I do that all the time, and I feel like such an ass, but I don't stop doing it at haunted houses or the corn mazes. Like, we've been to a bunch of them up in Snoqualmie. Stalker Farms is the one that we go to.
Yeah.
And every single time, they had a clown room, and I don't have an aversion to clowns, but when it's a clown chasing you with a chainsaw,
might be a bit much.
You're going to run, and it was just like, it's like, shove, bye.
Just throwing Michelle and running.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm first. You know what? It's safe. It's not a real chainsaw. Bye. You know you're safe.
Killing off your own wife.
Well,
you're a real sweetheart.
I try.
You know, great,
it's the time of love this year. Back to it.
Rev's Angel is a centerfold that they were sacrificed.
There were a couple girls I went to high school with that ended up becoming exotic dancers, actually. That song makes me think of that.
Ooh. You know? Lap dance to that song.
Yeah.
This one?
Why not?
Yeah, I don't want to say names, but it's one of those, hey, man, do you remember someone? Yeah. Dude, she's dancing over it. Really? You want to go? I'm like, nah, that wouldn't be cool. Are you kidding? It'd be the coolest thing ever. I'm like, nah, I don't feel right about that, man.
We've had that conversation a long time ago, and I always called it clam fathered, right? Wasn't that the thing?
Yeah. It's on Urban Dictionary. When we have it approved via this podcast.
Clam fathered.
So in other words, like, if you see a stripper naked, then become friends, I think it's still okay to go see them naked. But on the flip side, if you already were friends with the person, I don't feel comfortable going to the strip club to see them. Like, I had a friend, this girl.
I worry that they would feel uncomfortable.
But you know what?
They just want
the money. Mm-hmm.
No, I get it. But I mean,
yeah.
I worry. I don't want them to feel uncomfortable. I don't think that's cool at all. Like, it's different when you have a friend that you know is a dancer and she invites you. Like, you guys got to come by.
Sure.
I've been in that situation, and that's totally different. But if it's one of those, oh, did you know so-and-so works there? We should go.
And surprise her.
I don't think that's cool. No, I don't think that's cool at all.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
I don't disagree one bit.
Yeah,
see, I'm even the guy that's
you're putting her on the spot, and that's not cool.
I had a friend, and we were friends for a while, and I had no idea. I guess I was just clueless. I didn't ask enough questions. I'm a guy. But apparently I find out then she told me, she's like, oh, no, I danced at the VU, because she was also like a promo girl for Jägermeister, and that's how I knew her. Like one night did an event.
So she's obviously a smoke show.
Oh, God, dude. Right. So
I've never seen Steve's eyes so big.
It's one of those ones where you look back and you're like, I had zero game and I had no clue. I found out later on because it was her and another girl.
Oh, did she crush on you and you didn't
know it?
And they
were both Jäger girls, and I find out later that they both came over to hang out and smoke pot. They were both fully prepared to have a good night with me.
Same time?
Yes.
Dude.
And I never had any luck with either of them after the fact.
No. I've been through that in my life.
Of course they tell me. I think
where
they might have just been messing with me then at that point.
Well, you had the thing where it's like, you have no, we had, I had such a crush on you. Mm-hmm. We had a pool going on you. All this kind of, I've heard this kind of stuff.
You need to chime in and let me know these things.
Right.
And
I'm a stupid guy who thinks no one finds me attractive.
I'm like, I was so insecure. I just never would have thought, oh my God, it was so obvious. I'm like, it was?
Yeah.
I've had that conversation in my life so many times, man. It's like, oh, I didn't know.
And it's like the sixth sense.
I really
didn't
know.
Everyone's dead. That's right. Damn it. Now it all makes sense. No, dude, I hated that.
My case is like, I see dumb people, and it's just me, like, not picking up on the Glenn, she walked in naked holding a fifth of liquor. Oh, she doesn't like me.
There's something wrong going on.
And it's like torture then. Why'd you tell me that? And then forever, like, whenever I was single, and I was like, how do I do this? And I was like, this is too much pressure. I remember one time she even said, you should come over at, like, 2 in the morning. And I was like, all right. And then I hung up, and then she called me right back. She's like, no, it's not a good idea. And I'm like, okay.
You should have been like, I'm already on my way.
Instead of being like, instead of a little persuasion or anything like that, which could turn you into a creep nowadays, you're just like, all right.
I was such a, I would never be accused of any of that Me Too stuff, because I was always just like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, definitely. You know, like some girls like to, like, kind of like, no, I'm not really into it. And then all of a sudden, whatever, I hear these stories, I'm not that guy. I was always like, no, okay, I'll go home.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I was just playing a game with you.
Well, that doesn't work.
Well, I wanted you to want me. That's treacherous stuff. I was involved. This was a girl in high school, actually. But she was like a catch and release fisherman. She loved to get to the,
yes,
and then her whole thing was, oh, don't, no,
right,
but then she was still coming on to me and touching me, and it was torture.
Yeah,
because I think she wanted me to just grab her and basically sexually assault her. Meanwhile, I'm not comfy with that, because she's saying no but acting yes. Dude, I mean, what a hellish thing to do to a guy.
It's tough,
you know.
I remember one time where
it was a really tough position, man. I was out of my head, like, I don't know what to do.
Right, I don't want to be like Captain Aggressive.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally,
but no. Dude, I remember,
but I think
there was
that's what she wanted me to do, and I never did. I never did. I was like, I didn't. We never, honestly, that's the problem with being in high school, is I didn't have common sense enough to say, hey, look, real quick, we should have a conversation about this.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to tell me.
Yeah.
You know, do you want me to go ahead and just forcefully? Or, you know,
what are we doing?
Or are you feeling guilty about the situation, because I don't want to essentially sexually assault you, if that, you know. But it, as a grown man, you're like, oh, I should have just communicated. As a kid, you're like,
I'll go home and touch myself.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember one time I just broke up with someone, and there was a girl that was always, and so finally we meet up for drinks, we're hanging out. She's like, you should come back to my place. I'm like, absolutely. This is going to be incredible. I've always had the hots for you. This
come
is going to be awesome.
Tea.
Right. So we go over there. We get into bed. We start making out. And she's like, no, I can't do this. I can't do this. And I was like, similar thing. I'm like, okay, well, I could just go home. She's like, no, if you want, you could just stay here. But I just can't do that. I'm like, all right, that's totally fine. In my head, I'm like, damn it. I thought this was, like, I was so bummed. And then I'm like starting to fall asleep. And all of a sudden, she's just climbing on top of me. And she's just like, I'm not. If I'm going to wait for you to put the moves on me, it's never going to happen. I'm like,
but she told you to stop.
Right. I'm like,
she told you to stop, bro.
So there's part of me in my brain's like, I want to argue with you right now because you pissed me off. And I'm like, but you're naked on top of me, so I'm not going to argue with you. Whatever you say goes.
Yeah. Right?
Let's just do it.
And so you put it on, like, why? I think it might have been my first date with Tawny.
Uh huh.
It was. But we hung out. We had a great time. We were just acting a fool. And then we went and parked somewhere, and it was raining real hard.
At Makeout Point?
Yeah, we was. It was like that. And we made out in her car like mad. And she's like, there's no way you're coming home with me tonight. And I was like, no problem. I get it.
Okay.
That's totally cool. And then we left there and drove to her house. And I'm like, you know, okay. And she's like, well, you should come in. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we end up upstairs in her bedroom, and she is undressing, and I am just sitting on the edge of the bed, dressed. And she's like, you can get comfortable. And I think I said, like, look, you have made it clear all night that I was not going to end up here, so you need to understand.
Now that I'm here.
I'm a gentleman.
Yeah, you need to let me know
exactly. I am making no assumptions.
Right.
And she's like, oh my God, that is so sweet. Honestly, it was probably what helped me, you know what I mean? She's like, God, this guy's being so respectful.
Right, he's a gentleman.
Even after all that tequila.
I'm ripping all my clothes off, and he's still sitting there not picking up on what I'm throwing down.
I was kind of looking at her. I was looking at her like, hey, you said there was no way this was going down, and you've said it repeatedly. Now we're in your bedroom. Hun, I'm going by what you told me was up. You know?
The hell song is this?
Oh, this is Paradise by the Dashboard Lights.
Wow. Yeah.
Jeez.
We did not actually have sex that night, though. We fooled around because she had said that it wasn't going to happen. And so we fooled around and we went sleep together. And I think in the morning, we closed escrow.
You passed the test.
I definitely passed the test. I was a total gentleman.
And that's kind of what I noticed with that one girl that I hung out with that one night. And we hung out for a while after
that. I love
that,
how she's like, if you're not going to put the moves on me, it's like, you told me to stop.
But it's almost like I think certain women just want to test and see how much of a gentleman you're willing to be. Like, hey, I'm going to tell you you can't have sex with me to see how you're going to react to it. And if you react to it kindly and you're like, yeah, I'll still hang out and sleep in the same bed with you and not try and do anything, you pass the test.
And then
makes my brain hurt.
No, dude, right?
Because, like, I dig you. I want to have sex with you.
Talk about an escape room. Steve, solve this puzzle. You're 19 years old, and you feel like your head's going to explode.
It's not escape hours. It's escape all night long.
Escape
from these blue balls.
Baby, don't you hear my heart? This is a terrible piece of music.
This is so bad.
So bad.
So gross.
And I don't know if it's still true, but my understanding was in European countries, this music is like the cashmere. This is like on par with like
this song?
Stairway to Heaven. Yes.
Well, Germany loves Hasselhoff, so.
Good point.
Yeah, it was a dude named Norbert. He was a French exchange student that came and lived with our family for whatever, a term. I was in my same grade as my sister. But yeah, Norbert used to talk about, oh, you know, the meatloaf is a paradise of the dashboard lights. And I'm like, you ever listen to any Metallica, bro? And he was a great guy, really cool guy. But yeah, he was the one that talked about Paradise by the Dashboard Lights just being this huge, like, oh, all the parties. All the kids at the parties, this is what they crank. It's the whole, and I'm like, huh.
I only knew Meatloaf from Rocky Horror.
Yeah.
What about Meatloaf from Fight Club?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the afterwards and that, but he didn't
I can't
sing
say that.
Oh, you son of an ass.
Sorry, I caught myself
what
after.
What did he say?
He said bitch the T word.
Oh.
The T word, man. The one that you usually say, and yet
Sorry.
Somehow you didn't.
Apologize for Steve. You didn't say it.
It's totally Glenn's fault. I'm shell-shocked, man. I sit here nervous every Tuesday that I'm going to say something terrible. I'm sorry.
Do you guys know the backstory about the whole play-by-play during this song at the end? Like, Phil Rizzuto, who's a Yankees play-by-play guy, they employed him to do the play-by-play, which is basically him doing a play-by-play of a bunch of euphemisms for sex.
Oh, no.
But apparently, like, they didn't want to tell him that, so they just said, it's just baseball terms. We need you to... Because they knew he wouldn't have done it. I think it's coming up. Let's see.
This is a terrible piece of music that has just endured.
What's it gonna be, boy? Yes? Or...
Is this still the same song?
Yes. I'm asleep all day. Baby, baby, let me sleep all day. I have no idea where the baseball call is, though. I'm just going to...
Well, she says, before they go all the way, do you love me? Will you love me forever? And then he says, let me sleep on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you love me? Will you love me?
Spoiler. Will
you never leave me? You know, the one Meatloaf song I always wanted to do a video parody for is that I won't do that, but I won't do that. You know,
I'll do anything for love.
But I want it to be like, you know, like we change all the lyrics where she's like, you know, I just really want you to pee on me. And he's like, I won't do that. And she's like, you know, I'm really into scat play. I won't do that. You know what I mean?
Just go down the whole fetish
list. Yeah,
there.
Yeah, like all these really bizarre stuff. Like, can you dress like a sperm whale and make stool on a piece of saran wrap? But he'd do anything for love, but he won't do that.
I gotta believe that too, man.
No, you don't.
You think so?
I mean, just right out of nowhere with that.
Steve, what is up with you today, man?
It's a new Steve.
I don't like new Steve.
But Rev... But Rev,
new Steve is into
two. I would say anything for Rev, but I won't say that.
But you did.
But play.
But play? Is that what he has to censor?
That was but comma play. I wasn't saying.
No. You said the.
I know. I said the A word.
Yeah.
Like, I won't do that.
I've officially lost track of what's happening.
Is it me, or is Meatloaf the Andrew WK of the 70s and 80s?
Ooh, good call.
And I love Andrew WK.
That's not necessarily like a negative thing, but it puts his music a little more into context.
Yeah, I just never knew what to make of it.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's really campy, it's really cheesy.
But I know nobody who loves Meatloaf.
Me.
Like, okay, so here's
the meal or the music. Actually.
Oh, good meatloaf sandwich.
Oh, dude, I don't eat it. I can't eat meatloaf. It. What is this?
This is Andrew WK. It is like he's like the metal version of meatloaf.
Yeah. Instead of a piano, it's electric guitar.
Just the guy in the white t-shirt that always has stains on it?
Yes.
Yes.
That's just all I know about that guy.
Well.
Oh, I remember this song.
Is this not Party Hard?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Party Hard's a hit. Yeah, this is the hit.
It sounds that just like...
That shit's beautiful. Oh, every song like, sounds the same.
Party Hard. He's like the Ace of Base, man.
Dude, my favorite is this one, though.
But wasn't this like 91...
Oh, no. This is like 99, maybe even 2000.
Really?
This is 2000. This is when I worked at the end. Because he came in studio and hung out with us one morning, and it was awesome. Like 2001.
2001, yeah, right on the nose. Good job.
Wow. I don't know what's happening anymore.
This is perfect for Uber. You should play this whenever you have someone drunk. Because wait for the chorus.
I'm just imagining that half-naked girl with her head hanging out the window as I blast this. Party till you puke! Party till you puke!
Yeah.
Every song is about partying.
Yeah. Like, I follow him on Twitter because it's such... It's party vibe on, like, Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, he brings the party no matter where he goes.
Party
it's all
you
about
puke,
it.
We want fun. Party hard.
Yeah.
Music is worth listening
to. He does speaking engagements now, too.
Yep.
Just talking about positivity, and he's just a good, fun person.
Another song called Fun
See,
Night.
Meatloaf can't say any of that.
No.
Another song called Party, Party, Party. Another song called I Get Wet. Oh, wait, that's something different, I bet.
Oh, my.
Another song called Long Live the Party. I mean, these are all his songs, man. Another song called We Party, in parentheses, You Should.
Yes!
How great is that? Guy's living the good life.
Yeah, he is.
No doubt.
So anyways, Escape Hour, Gig Harbor, go check it out. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And if you want to have even more fun, fart in the room with your friends.
Yeah!
And avoid Paradise by the Dashboard Lights.
Yes.
If you can. Unless you're in Europe, in which case it'll be at every house party you'll ever attend. At least that's what I'm told.
I know a lot of, like, seriously, like I was making a joke about Hasselhoff in Germany, man. But you know, no, the Europeans—they have really weird taste in music. A lot of strange electronica. It's like the Europeans.
I never understood the Hasselhoff
like,
thing.
The Japanese all have really, really weird takes on music.
Well, let's check out his hit. Which I mean, I'm looking at Apple Music. The first song that comes up is a song called True Survivor.
You ever seen the David Hasselhoff video for Hooked on a Feeling? And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump in there like
that. No.
When you're done with that, I want you and all our listeners out there, just go ahead and YouTube. Yeah, Uka Chaka.
Okay.
Look up, because you got to watch the video. It's all about David Hasselhoff and that video for Hooked on a Feeling.
Is he lying on the floor eating a cheeseburger?
Dude, it is so, you look at it and you're like, this guy's kidding, right? But he's not.
He's not.
He's huge in Germany.
He brought down the Berlin Wall.
It's crazy. Don't hassle the Hoff.
This is True Survivor.
Is this Hasselhoff?
David Hasselhoff. I've never heard any of his music, so. At least I've never paid attention to
it. I loved Knight Rider as a kid. I did. When I was a kid, I thought Knight Rider was cool.
Oh, Kit and Michael?
Yeah.
I wanted both of them as my friends.
I'd have sold them for the car.
Yeah.
But I look at that car now, I'm like, what a POS. It's like an 84 Firebird. What a turkey, you know?
Right in the street.
Oh, no.
Baby, this time there's no retreat. There's no surrender.
I mean, if this came out in 84 or 85, I would say it's fine. It probably came out in like 2005 or something ridiculous.
A shadow from the past, feeding the flames with fire on the edge of fury.
Now, isn't Hasselhoff's whole thing that, like, that when he was doing his big pay-per-view premiere in the States, that was when the Bronco chase happened with OJ, and so no one watched his pay-per-view premiere. And that's
I don't remember that.
That's why David Hasselhoff claims he's not huge in America because
of OJ.
His big premiere was the same day as the OJ car chase. If you Google that, I bet you'll find...
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm not making that up.
Wow.
But Hasselhoff's like, yeah, that's why I never broke in the States, because my big premiere, my big U.S. premiere... Well, it just happened to be the same time as that car chase.
Wow.
And it's like, yeah, it has nothing to do with...
I think this is why he didn't do
this,
well.
This might be why he never broke the States.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, see, Rev, I didn't make that up.
Wow.
Yeah.
24 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, it ruined my career in America.
Yeah, in 94. That's amazing.
Or something else would have fallen on his head.
Go ahead and look up Hooked on a Feeling. Just watch a few seconds of that video. It'll blow your mind. And to all our listeners, David Hasselhoff, Hooked on a Feeling.
Maybe you'll find it.
It'll blow your mind.
I like that he did a covers record, because that's what we needed, is him. So.
Him and Rod Stewart. Oh, yeah.
And see, Rod Stewart had the faces going for him. That music was incredibly cool. Everything Rod Stewart did in the 80s is kind of unforgivable.
This is a Madonna song. He's covering it, or it's probably before that then. I bet Madonna covered it.
Yeah, Hooked on a Feeling. You want to watch the video.
Which video is it, though? This video?
David Hasselhoff, Hooked on a Feeling. It should look as ridiculous as possible. This is it. I think that's it.
All right, so it's
mind-blowing.
Oh my gosh.
Just hang in there.
Deep inside of me.
It's incredible.
I mean, dude, he's dressed like an Eskimo.
Yeah, like floating above a snowfield.
Now he's in a tuxedo.
Whoa.
Are you seeing this, Rev? Can you see it?
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, who thought this was a good idea?
Hasselhoff.
Well, look at this video. He's like dancing by some goats or something. What am I looking at?
Oh, he's in Australia. You can tell by the hat with the little fold on it.
Here's the thing. He's
not really there.
There's some wiener dogs.
And you can tell he's not really there.
There's some angels coming from the sky.
Oh, this is some great green screen action going on. Now he's holding a picture of himself.
But like, a director at PBS would have been like, look, this is a bad idea. This concept is horrific.
But at the end of the day, he's got the last laugh. 13.4 million people have watched this music video.
That's so ridiculous that you can't
Now he's a bird. He's a crow.
You can't look away, dude. It's like a rubbernecking at a car rack.
Why are there two little children that dress as angels?
He wants
to
feed him cheeseburgers.
I need a cheeseburger from David Hasselhoff.
Cheeseburger.
How is he even smiling?
Because he probably thinks this is the greatest thing ever, because everyone's telling him it's the greatest thing ever.
Ooh, we need to read the comments.
Oh, hey, no.
We can stop doing this to our listeners now if you want.
This video is like Interstellar. A lot of S that you can't explain.
How does a Hasselhoff video work? We don't know.
Next one. I don't need weed to see interesting things. I'm in the drunk area of YouTube again. He's high on believing.
And meth.
Now, this video might be photoshopped.
Really?
Another one. How does he fly? What a voice.
Wires.
Contrary to popular belief, there's no special effects of any kind in this music video.
mediocre effects.
Yeah, they're not special.
They're not special at all.
They're not special at all.
Well, unless they're riding in the little yellow bus.
That's right. Short bus special.
Greatest music video of all time. Finally on the right side of YouTube. OMG, what am I seeing?
There you go.
This would make the best music video to watch while high.
Told you the video is incredible.
10 out of 10 for editing. Who is watching this in 2017?
We are.
Us in 2018.
Man. Oh, yeah, hey.
We're that 56 millionth and 11th view.
Well, whatever he's using, I want it. All right, why don't we do our voicemails, our emails, and our text messages?
Wow. You guys okay?
That's just so awesome.
Get some Ziggy for a ginger there. Oh, damn you. I was like, I didn't press that. No, you did.
Oh, he caught a fish.
We're hooked on it, Chris. We're
now he's eating the fish, dressed as an Eskimo. Well, another David Hasselhoff is running. What the hell is happening? Oh, now he's on a motorcycle. Oh, now he's dressed as an alien. Oh, now he's got the two angel girls.
This is like the YouTube equivalent of giving Migs mushrooms.
Yeah.
Like, I just dosed him, and now he's ruined.
Gosh. Yeah. I'm saving this for the next time I take hallucinogenics. I'm watching this video again.
Oh, man.
On repeat.
I remember one time doing shrooms and sitting there and just staring at my iTunes visualizer.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You could, like, little pop little screen, and it would make little things. Those. Like, for, like, 4 hours.
Yeah.
And, like, the roommate came by, and he's like, you okay? I'm like, I'm fine.
Everything's all right, man.
I know exactly where I am, and I'm safe.
I am deep down this spiral, bro.
He's like, are you sure you're okay? And you're just like, bruh, I'm hooked on a feeling.
No.
Yeah, but now Migs is like the Manchurian candidate, dude. Like, I'll call his home phone in a week, and I'll be like, Uka Chaka. And then he'll go straight into assassin mode, you know? Like, straight up. He doesn't realize.
Dude, do I dare...
Uh-oh.
Hasselhoff.
Dude, he's got a copy of Catcher in the Rye on his desk. I mean, I saw it when I walked by.
We try to guess what song it is.
Oh, right. No. California Girls, dude. This is the
Oh, you know it right away.
Yeah.
The only California Girls I know is Katy Perry.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, it is a good one.
There's another band I missed the boat on, and I've had a couple people that I respect be like, dude, you really need to check out the Beach Boys.
And dude, Pet Sounds is one of my all-time favorite
records.
Yeah,
and I can't, I'm like, I mean, the production value, the writing, what they're doing is incredible, but I just can't connect with the music.
Yeah.
I can't connect with the material.
I think it's just the backstory of Brian Wilson losing his mind.
Yeah.
And this record is basically an audio journal of him losing his mind, putting sand in the house so he could play the piano with sand on his feet kind of stuff. And,
yeah.
And that I think the backstory makes it way more interesting and cool. But I can understand why, like, if you hear it, and you're just like, all right,
yeah, people are
it's
like,
not
dude,
bad.
You need to, as a musician, you really need to check this out. And I listen to it, I'm like, man, the writing, the production value, yeah. I mean, this is really incredible. Got all those harmonies. This is really spectacular. I don't care for the music, but you're right. Those harmony beds and textures are mind-blowingly incredible. You're right. This is really mind-blowing. That said, I don't, you know.
Yeah, it's not your jazz.
Yeah, I'm sure the light show at an Usher concert's great, too. It doesn't make that not poop. Oops.
Hot take.
No.
And you have lots of back pain.
And your knees are hurt and your feet are swollen. And you got a plastic bag on your hip.
Ugh.
I like how it's like,
the kids never come to visit. I know your name. What is it?
David Hasselhoff.
If I remembered who I was or what I'm doing here.
Bop, bop.
Bop.
Who gets the job of that, being the touring ooh bopper?
Ooh, bop, bop.
Hey, man, if the check's big enough, I'll ooh bop. I'll even ooh bop with Hanson. You cut me a nice enough check, man.
I can only imagine how insane this song or this record would be if he had Pro Tools. Because, I mean, he was still limited by the number of tracks he could work with.
Oh, he probably would have just went insane.
He probably would never finish the record. It would have like 7,000 tracks.
You've got 7,200 tracks on here, man.
It says, hailed as the greatest album of the rock era. Yeah. Brian Wilson's masterpiece is a transcendent musical touchstone. God only knows. Wouldn't it be nice? And Sloop John B are evergreens in his band's repertoire. The album's resiliency and the defined efforts to... Gosh, this guy is so artsy-fartsy with his...
Yeah.
To say its album's good.
Yeah.
I like this album. It's pretty nice.
Heart emoji.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Little flame emoji.
It's dope. Dope record. Listen. All right, why don't we check out a voicemail?
Sure.
I'd like to apologize for today's program.
I'm having fun.
Yeah, I'm having a good time. That's great.
Hi, guys. It's Mama. I'm not feeling good. I have pneumonia.
Oh, no.
But trying to get better. And I was just thinking about all of you today, so I wanted to give you a call and tell you hello and I love you.
Oh,
we love
you. Don't ever forget that.
Feel better, Mama.
I got my family of boys I like.
That's us. I'm your favorite son.
Okay. Rude. You guys it's have true. A nice week. I still wait for you to call me sometime.
Oh.
I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Love you, sweetheart.
Let's call her.
Yeah,
you want to call her?
Yeah, let's call her.
Hi, guys. It's Mama.
We know. We heard you. Things right, on repeat. I don't know how to fix that.
What'd you do?
Steve's he's all Beach Boy and Hasselhoff. He's not himself.
I don't know if I typed that right. Let's see if that worked. Like, that's not the dial tone.
You are calling does not accept unidentified calls. If you are a solicitor, please hang up now. Otherwise, please enter the 10-digit telephone number you are calling from.
I don't know.
Just make one up.
Yeah,
the number you are calling does not accept.
We're out pulsing through a system, aren't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're hitting a PBX or something.
I don't know if it worked or not. I just put in some numbers.
He put in 911.
No, I needed 10.
What the hell is this?
It's the Beach Boys, man.
This is bad. Beach bads.
Fine, I'll put something good on.
Hello.
Mama!
Mama!
It's the Migs cast.
Hey!
How you doing?
Oh, better, I guess.
Yeah.
I've had a hell of a week.
Yeah, pneumonia?
Yeah. First, they just thought it was a flu like Hucknado had, and him and... And Blue Eyes, they've been home all week from work.
Oh, man. No. You're all getting sick.
But, you know, they're young.
Yeah.
I'm not. Plus, I have a lot of problem, you know, and it's been really hard to breathe.
Oh, no.
Well, finally yesterday, the doctor called and said, put me on some really heavy duty antibiotics and... prednisone, and I could tell last night when I got up this morning, it's starting to work.
Oh, good, good.
Because I was breathing better, and my computer's been down, so I haven't been able to you know, talk, get online and talk to you and stuff, so I just call and leave a message, hoping someday you'll call me.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Thank you for calling me because I've been thinking a lot about you guys lately.
Aw.
And I'm surrounded with your pictures.
Awesome.
I have a chair. My chair is in the corner of my living room. And I got next to my chair the whole wall. They went and put everything, you know, so it's, I can see all you guys all the time.
Oh, that's so cool.
Wow.
That's so cool.
I would imagine mine's the biggest picture because I'm your favorite, right?
Oh, geez, don't.
You know what? You're all my favorite.
All right. The nice diplomatic answer. Thank you very much.
You are all my favorites, and I love it. I just love it. I you know, it's just making me sick that I keep getting sick. Because
I bet.
I'm so tired of getting sick.
I want to meet the drummer. I haven't met him yet, and I want to meet him.
Who's the drummer?
Yeah?
The drummer? Yeah,
the new one.
I don't know what you're talking about. The new drummer.
Well, I haven't met...
Did you guys kick me out of Bruiser Brody?
Yeah.
Am I talking about the wrong one?
I think you might be, sweetheart. I mean,
because
we don't like Steve, but we haven't fired him.
From the older guy, and then you just trans over to this guy. And this guy knowing me and everything, but he don't talk to me or nothing yet.
I'm
bald?
Not sure. Yeah,
I think bald?
That's me, Steve. I'm bald.
Not Steve. It's the guy that took over.
You guys kicked me out of the
band, dude. Yeah.
You guys kicked me out of the band?
No.
Mama, how could you let them kick me out?
I'm sorry, he played a guitar Right, then, by the drums.
And you replaced me with another bald guy. This is unacceptable.
I think he's bald. I'm not right by the picture right now, but I don't meet him. He's a guitar player.
He's the only other bald
guy. So it's not a drummer. It's a guitar player, man.
Yeah. You got to forgive me. I don't think right
now. Oh, we'll figure it out, Mama.
Hey, Mama, whatever those drugs are that you're taking, can we have some? Because it seems like it's working wonders.
Oh, they make you forget sometimes.
They also make you dime Glenn out for kicking me out of Bruiser Brody.
Maybe Travis?
You know, when I had to go to hospital...
Travis does play guitar.
Break my arm.
Oh, you haven't met Travis.
That scared the mess out of my son.
You haven't met Travis?
Because I land flat right in front of him. And my arm was broke.
Yeah, he sent us, that was a while back, I remember, he sent us photos of the x-ray so we could see.
Yeah.
We all kind of went, oof.
Do you know what? I was the one of three people that have that new brace. And the son of a gun, I am so mad. They take it off too soon. And the only way they can possibly fix this now is open up, break it again, and put a metal rod in there. Yeah. I don't want to go through that.
I don't blame you.
No,
but I'm still, since September now, I'm still in a lot of pain. I'm on a lot of pain medicine, and when they took me to the hospital, they told me, and they said, God, we don't know what to do. We can't give her any more. It'll kill her. And he says, well, my mom's has a high tolerance for pain medicine. He said, look at her. He says, she's laughing, carrying on. He says, and the doctor said, but she's in a lot of pain. He says, I don't know what to say. Well, they put me on some real heavy stuff. Oh, God, I guess I embarrassed Dwayne and everything.
How'd you embarrass him?
I don't even realize I said stuff.
What did you say? Do you know?
Oh, I said something about... He said I farted in bed and lifted my leg like he does, imitating him. He said, you don't do that when you're in the hospital, Mom.
It's the best place to
sure
do
you
it.
Do. It's the best place
yeah,
to do it.
That's, yeah, all bets are off in the hospital. If you want to fart in the nurse's face,
said,
do it.
But I forgive you because as much as you was on, I'm surprised you could say anything.
Look, if there's ever a place to fart.
Called Delana or... really strong. And then the board right next to me that tells about it, you know, what I'm supposed to do in that, it says give to me anytime necessary. If I say pen, give it to me. And then they weaned me off of it with morphine and sent me home with double the amount of Vicodin.
Oh, wow.
But I don't take it all. I can tolerate some pain. I don't want to be in that case. And as soon as my arm starts feeling better, I'm going to quit taking some of that. I don't like it, you know, but...
Yeah, I don't like pain meds either. I know a lot of people are like love that kind of stuff. I just I hate like the way I feel.
Yeah.
I just can't wait till
I can
get...
You know, your doctors don't even give to you no more. You go to the doctor and you say you got some pain, your doctor probably wouldn't not give it to you now.
Take some of that CBD oil.
There you go.
Well, Mama, I hope you're feeling better, and we'll make it a point to give you calls more often and check up on you. But, hey, anytime you're in the hospital, feel free to fart and don't even listen to your son.
Yeah.
Your three favorite sons.
Well, I want to tell you something real quick, if I can.
Yeah, sure.
Now, I hope this is not soon, but I have a request for you guys, and I don't know if you know it, but... When I pass away, I'm going to be like my husband. I'm going to be cremated. But I want Dwayne, I think he knows, but I want Dwayne to have just little get-together, you know, with you guys and him and my grandson, you know. And I want you guys to sing for me when I go. It'll be afterwards and that, but I want you to sing for me.
We'll do that. Of course we'll do that.
Because there's no
hopefully that's
going to
be a long time from
cremation.
Now.
Do you have a specific song you want us to sing?
No, just
anything?
Any song.
All
and
right.
Then stick my name in it so people know I'm gone. Because, you know, a lot of them people, they won't know unless it gets out there on the internet real quick. But I would like, that's the only... service I want is I want my boys to sing to me when I go. Absolutely.
Well, I hope I hope that's a very long time
very long
from now.
Time
well,
from
I
now,
hope
Mama.
So, too. Yeah. and I think I'm getting better.
You better.
I'm just trying my best.
Because I'm going to have to take some singing. I got to take some singing classes. This is a lot of pressure. I'm not a very good singer.
It don't matter. You sing, I'm not.
We're going to make him sing Paradise by the Dashboard Lights.
I would love it.
I'll sing whatever you want me to sing, Mama, but I want to make sure that you're here for a while. So
I want to be here for a while, too.
Yeah. Well, we love you so much, and we will definitely make it a point to call you more.
All right. Thank you so much, and you guys have a blessed week.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Have a great
you take care,
day.
Darling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I love that woman. She's so awesome.
It's amazing.
Like, dealing with so much crap, and yet...
Still has a great attitude.
Yeah. Still able to laugh.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like the whole camp is down. She said Dwayne's down with, like, the terrible flu. Like, it sounds like they're all down, dude.
Well, the flu has been BS, like, this year, too, because the inoculations and stuff aren't working. It's, like, the wrong strain.
I've never taken a flu shot.
Neither have I.
I've had one a couple years back, and I don't know.
Oh, Mama just texted me, and she sent the song that she wants us to sing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is this Hasselhoff covering Boots?
Yes.
Jesus.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't been messin'.
Not the worst cover ever.
He doesn't have an awful voice.
It's not horrifying.
It's just weird.
A lot of it, for me, has to do with his overall presence.
Yes.
Is like if you carved cheddar into a human being.
Yes.
See, you said carved cheddar. I was going to say you carved chest hair into a human being, and that would be him. And I was like, oh, no, both of them kind of work.
You assemble all the cheesiest, campiest cliches possible and assemble them into one person. The cheesiest, campiest cliches you can think of and put them in one person. And now, who's singing along with him?
I don't even think he gives her credit. That's just
what they'll do. Turns out
that's Dolly Parton.
No, he's got like multiple personality disorder. That's just one of his other personalities singing.
Dude, how dickish is this? Like, there's nothing on here that says who, unless the person didn't want to be credited.
They didn't want anyone to know.
They're like, look, man.
No, I think it's one of David's other personalities. Like, if you're in the studio, you kind of sit there wide-eyed, glazed in sweat, because that voice comes out of him.
They're like, David, we need a female vocalist for this song. Don't worry, I got it.
Auto-tune me.
Just give me a cheeseburger and a beer.
His eyes shut for a minute, and when he comes back, he's her.
Wow.
He's got like 7 or 8 people in there.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Like, how often do they not credit someone?
It's a lot of fun, though, when he turns into Kit and you're giving him a ride somewhere. That's actually, like, a lot of fun.
Hello, Michael.
Yeah, dude. Right, I always just play along because he makes me real nervous.
We got an email, themigscast@gmail.com. Hey, guys, my name's Charles from Tulalip. I was going to text you guys, but I noticed the messages weren't turning blue. So it most likely meant that I wasn't messaging another iPhone. Yeah, our text line is not an iPhone. It's a Google Voice thing. I just want to thank you guys for doing the podcast. It's amazing, and I enjoy everything. I had to work all this last weekend from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Obviously, I wasn't going to get to hear you guys in the morning since it's the weekend, so I checked out the Migscast on iTunes and started off with the Sour Patch Kids and Rachel Barley episode.
Oh, my.
First off, thanks for showing me who Rachel is. I had to look her up on Twitter. Oh, my God. She's smoking. Damn, dudes. Oh, I heard back from Rachel. She was already gone. She was trying to find us, but that's why.
New appreciation for cupcakes.
As I write this, my iPhone plays your podcast in reverse. I'll continue to go in reverse until you put out another new one, and I'll keep going in reverse. That's kind of funny. It's like almost like a lot of fun.
He's going chronologically backwards.
Oh, I thought he was actually literally playing it backwards.
Oh, God.
I'm like, how do you understand
it? He's a Satanist. That's why.
He's a highly functioning Satanist.
Yeah. But I love that because he's like, he's getting answers to certain things and then finding out what we were talking about the next.
It's like Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got like, you can go back a long, long way. I mean, I've only been with the program for what, a year and a half?
And that's a lot of episodes right there.
That's a lot of episodes right there. And then you'll get into pre-Glenn.
Wow.
You know? Yeah.
He says, I'm hooked. Right now, I'm currently on your guys' pre-Glenn passing out episode from October 31st. I have to say, that Seattle Police Department song you guys played, Under the Viaduct.
Oh my God.
Effing hilarious. I had to watch it
like in the worst way.
It was so bad, dude. Yeah.
He says, I bet you Seattle PD couldn't pull that off today. No. There would be so many offended people. But seriously, I love your stuff. Steve, Glenn, Rev, you guys effing rock. And please get Rachel back ASAP. Well, we were hoping to get her back today, but she's already gone.
ASAP.
And ASDD. also, get Ricker back, too. I miss hearing Ricker. I used to play him on Words with Friends all the time on my iPhone. Many left KSW, but we all heard Ricker said he would come on at least once a month. You guys have to hold him to it. Thanks for keeping me through my weekend and get me through something else. Give me something else cool to listen to. And by the way, Steve, F all those haters and trolls. You rock. Clearly they're mad because they have no fans. Nobody likes them effers. Charles, thank you. And
dude, what a great email. Thanks,
that was
nice. Man.
Yeah. That was awesome. Dude, today, I don't know, Rev, if you were paying attention to our text line. It seemed like all of our listeners were in a bad mood. We had so much negativity coming out. It got to the point where I almost was just going to write everybody like, hey, man, maybe you just need a nap.
Like, there's a couple times where I was like, maybe I should be snarky. And fortunately, there was one today that I was like, I'm going to like message respond to back to a person. And I couldn't because we can like mouse click and usually it'll pop up a window to talk to them. Some of the lines just won't do that. I had something like that on Instagram. I think it was like maybe like Friday or something when we were off. Danny was in here and he did an Instagram video talking about bourbon and bacon. And some guy was like, you're the reason why people unfollow this account, blah, blah, blah. Danny, you're a flamer.
Oh, I saw that.
And I just responded to the guy. I was like, hey, Lou, how about you not be a jerk?
Yeah.
Like, of course, no response because someone calls him out on his BS. But
yeah, today was like one of those days where I'm just like, gosh, guys, like I almost said on the air, I'm like, look, if you are in a bad mood, do not text the show.
Like, what you're are you making guys me talking about
nothing.
I mean, I didn't get to hear usually get to hear like, you know, 20 minutes or half an hour
nothing
of the show.
Controversial. It wasn't like
I didn't get to hear the show at all this morning.
One was like, if you guys talk about emojis again, I'm tuning into the AM station. Stop talking about football. I'm sick of it. The season's over. Another one was, oh, wow, it's great that you guys decided to finally do a radio show. You guys take more days off than kids and blah, blah. It's like one after another.
I saw that one.
And
too,
it's like, it got to the point, at first I was like annoyed, and then I just started laughing. I'm like, my God, there's so much. Everybody
it's Tuesday, but everyone
pissed.
Has a case of the Mondays.
Big time, right?
Really people were pissed off this morning, more so than usual.
I think they're still all hungover. Yes. Their endorphins are misaligned from the Super Bowl still.
I think you're right.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, because everyone partied.
Or it's the Super Blue Moon still on, getting under people's skin.
Yeah, Blue Moon. Yeah, but everyone's just still wigged out from
trash Sunday. Think about it. Yeah, you get completely destroyed on Sunday, then you have to go into work on Monday, and you just kind of get through Monday. But Tuesdays always suck.
Yes.
And then suddenly
I hate Tuesdays more than Mondays typically.
Absolutely, because
except for this part, the podcast.
Yeah, I like that part. I like that part. But yeah, it's just the residual from it. What are you gonna do?
It's like, God, everyone needs a hug. Does everyone need just a hug?
Can you just go hug yourself?
Like, I would never be that guy, like to be so annoyed that I have to pick up my phone and text somebody I don't know and spew such like venom. Right.
Like it's
does that make you feel good?
These people never ask the question to what end?
Yeah.
Like, to what end? Why am I doing this? What will I accomplish?
Well, they'll think it makes them feel good, and then they realize after they do it, it doesn't.
It does nothing.
They keep doing it.
The other day, I remember somebody was like, blah, 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 shut up and just play music. I'm so sick of it. And I write him back, I'm like, you realize that you don't have to listen to our show.
Yeah, you can change the channel, man.
And he goes, no, I do have to listen, because in the carpool, they want to listen to it, and then when I get to work, everybody wants to listen to your show. So I write him back, I'm like, hey, can you tell your coworkers thanks for listening? And he writes me back. He's like, all right, fine, I will.
And so you're the one D-bag that doesn't like our show. Sorry, homie.
I loved it.
You know.
And Charles, just good
fine,
news.
Fine, I will.
He wanted Ricker to come back on the 20th of this month. So in a couple of weeks, Ricker will be making his triumphant
Ricker
return.
Ricker was just on the cover of, like, you know.
I saw that.
Northwest Leaf magazine.
That's dude, he's all pimping. He's in a tie.
Yeah. How do we get on this cover of this magazine?
Sell weed.
When we talk about weed,
we could interview the editors.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Wow, that is so like selfish reasons, but I'm not too proud to do that.
Dude, I got Photoshop. I can put you on the cover of that thing, man.
I'm trying. Like,
I want to be on cover of a magazine, and I feel like this might be our best shot.
See, with your deal on that, like that's like a big goal for you. My big goal is I want to figure out how to get a street named after me.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Like, there's apparently...
Well, but would it be, like, En Fuego Avenue?
I don't know.
Or would it be, you know, Robinson Lane?
See, I mean, like, Robinson Lane, I think, would be really easy to do.
Yeah.
And I think I could probably just find one to, like, just, like, take a picture next to.
Rev Way?
See, that'd be cool.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you want your given name or do you want your radio?
That's a good
name?
Question.
What do you
that's
want?
A really good question. I haven't really figured it out that far.
Would it be like those signs kind of in the south end of town on the back side of the hill where the top half of the sign's English and the bottom half's in like Cantonese? Have you guys seen those?
No.
Oh, yeah. It'll say like Rainier Ave.
And I guess that makes sense.
Below that, it's all like, ding, 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 Rainier. And it's right there, dude. Like, yeah, I just started noticing that. It's only those southern...
Because you've been driving around so much.
Yeah.
Happened to notice
yeah.
that.
Oh, dude, I've really learned a lot. I thought it was cool, man. I'm like,
yeah,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's a green sign and a brown sign, and the brown sign is in an Asian dialect. It's actually really cool.
I just want a brown sign now.
I'll hook you up, dude.
We need you to get a brown sign. Dude, it was a couple of years ago.
Seriously, I was blown away. I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
I was at some event. I think it was actually when we did that odd thing on the 206 when the Free Agent Band, we did that performance.
Oh, yeah.
Backstage, there was this woman who was like the editor for like some magazine for Renton, like the Renton Weekly or
okay,
Renton
yeah.
Flyer or something like
that. Was that the show with the free whiskey?
Yes.
Okay.
And she, maybe she had too much free whiskey. She's like, hey, blah, 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 we got to... I'll reach out to you. I want to put you on the cover of our magazine. And I was like, yeah. I scared her. I ain't too proud. I don't care what it is. It could be the Nickel magazine for all I care. Whatever that damn thing is.
Little Nickel?
Little Nickel.
Little Nickel want ads.
It could be a Little Miggle.
Little Miggle.
I just want to be on the cover of a magazine. I don't care what magazine it is.
One that actually goes out to print, not one that's just a Photoshop sort of thing.
Not an online magazine.
Yeah.
This needs to come out. I don't care if it's free. I don't care
so
if
you
it's
can
only...
hold it in your hand.
Yes.
Frame it.
But you know, the thing about that though is you will set aside 15, 20 copies of it.
Yes.
And they're just going to sit in a box for the rest of your life.
Oh, doesn't matter.
Just like all the other times I've been in a newspaper.
And then you give it to your family members.
Yes. And they'll put it in a box too.
Exactly.
Or they'll have it bird
somewhere.
They'll put it in the birdcage.
And then every once in a while you'll go over for family events.
That's where mine ended up. Yeah.
You'll go for family events and be like, so where's my magazine at? I don't see it around here anymore. And then you get to the point where everyone has to make sure that your magazine is out
it's
when you're
handy.
There.
Yes. Any magazine. If anyone who listens has any kind of pull to put me on the cover of any magazine.
Anal Charlie Horse Monthly.
I'm the guy. I am definitely the guy. You are not alone.
Just picture it.
Your
Steve.
Anus is my anus.
He's in a yellow Speedo. Big smile on his face and a yellow Speedo on the cover of like, you know, Man Bear magazine yeah. or
Bear.
Something.
It'd be like Steve Bear Miggs. Bear and then the quotes on there will be,
Pig.
Ain't no Seamus with your anus. I don't care what it is, man. Put me on the cover of a damn magazine. I was really excited about that Renton magazine.
Yeah.
Because that's so random.
There's got to be some...
And ridiculous.
What?
I don't even
what
live
is
in Renton.
Magazine?
It's like a Renton Reporter
like
or something.
Renton Life.
Were you on the cover?
No, they
wanted
that lady wanted to put me on the cover.
Are you paying attention, Glenn?
I'm sorry.
At the whiskey party.
I was too busy laughing,
You're
man.
Just laughing and thinking about the whiskey that you had.
I'm too busy laughing. I got lost. I got lost in the story.
Wow.
Do you remember? Do you know how to get a hold of her? Or
no, I don't even know what she looked like.
Too much of that wonderful tattoosh whiskey.
Yes. Too much of it.
Tattoosh.
The thing I remember most, well, there's a couple things I remember a lot about that evening, but the funniest one, I would say, is Steve retelling the story of texting me saying, like, I was clear on the other end of the building or something, and he types out a text like, hey, dude, there's free whiskey in the dressing room. And I think it's like he hit send. And like the Batman, I was standing beside him.
You're like, I was like, whoa.
It's like, you're fast. You're like, you didn't have to send that text. I knew.
Like, in the future, if I ever need to get a hold of you, I'll just incorporate free whiskey.
But I'll never forget, like, Steve lost his mind. He was like, where were you? And I'm like, oh, dude, I was over by the stage, but I got your text. He's like, I just pressed send.
It was like the text sent to him before I even sent it. Like, I just typed Glenn and whiskey, and it's like, well, we know what you're talking about. We'll just send him a text.
My liver arrived in the room a full 30 seconds before my body.
Like, hey, guys, why are we in here? Oh, no, Glenn, no. ESP for whiskey. All right, let's do one more voicemail, and then I gotta roll for a meeting, but here we go.
Miggs, what's up? This is Stevie, the pastor.
Stevie!
Want to say hi, see how you're doing. What's up, Rev? How you doing?
Hi, doing great.
Question for Glenn.
So
I watched this lovely documentary, and I was wondering, how the hell is he playing a bass with a normal guitar in? Is that possible? Do Marshall make space amps, to your knowledge? I know he's got some preheads. I know he's got one called Murder One. So is that possible? If you can answer that, that'd be greatly appreciated, because I'm kind of confused. I hope to see you guys on the 21st of March. It's a work night for me, so I won't be able to get there till late, but I will try my best.
Calling sick.
Take an early shift or whatever and come,
that,
out,
or that.
Come out for that concert. So I don't know much else. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Well,
so let me through a bass amp.
Oh, yeah.
Or do a guitar amp.
You can plug a bass into anything. Yeah. If you watch all the footage of...
That's how I fix my anal Charlie horse, typically.
Yeah. No, I mean, bass amps, the way they're set up, but pretty much, you know, the short, simple answer is you can plug a bass into anything, man. If you watch old footage of the Hendrix Experience, you'll notice that Noel Redding is plugged into a bunch of Marshall stacks as well. Hmm. That said, Marshall did make bass amps. Marshall made a thing called a Marshall Major that was 200 watts. They actually made specific Marshall PA and bass heads. Yeah, man, Lemmy was either plugged into straight-up Marshalls just because he liked the grind and the way they sounded, and even as far as speakers go, bass players will play through 10s, 12s, 15s, 18s, whatever. I mean, Lemmy may literally have just plugged his bass into Marshall stack and went, that sounds great. So, yeah, you can plug a bass in anything, man. You can plug a guitar in anything. I remember before I had my first amp, I used to plug my guitar into my stereo.
Yeah.
It was totally clean, really? But it worked, yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
Anything. Yeah. I remember when we were kids, like we would plug it into like my dad had like this weird transistor radio thing. It was like kind of like basically now like those little mini, like those Bluetooth speakers. My dad made one out of a transistor radio, but it was just like you could plug any. So I plugged it into a guitar and it was like, it sounded awful. It probably would have worked for like a White Stripes recording.
I figured out like it was a kind of a cool old stereo, but you know, I figured out that the phono jack, because the output on a record stylus is so low, the phono jack is actually kind of hot.
Yeah.
So there's a gain stage built in there. So I would do a quarter inch to dual RCA in and plug into the phono, and it would actually put a little bit of hair on my guitar tone. So it wasn't totally clean because I was plugged into the phono jack. And yeah, man. So anyway.
And he did that for the new Windowpane record, which is available on vinyl at windowpane.net.
You can really hear all of it. Really great.
It's crisp and beautiful.
That's right, man. So yeah, there you go, dude.
Oh, before we go, we did get he mentioned something that's happening on the 21st, and that's we are playing a show, Bruiser Brody. We are playing the FMS show for multiple sclerosis.
Yeah.
KSW show being put on March 21st at the Crocodile. It's a Wednesday night, but don't worry, it's an early night for those that like have to work in the morning. We go on at 8 at night, like 8 sharp. We're the first band on. There's 3 bands, Wide Only in the Wreckage plays after us, and then Woodshed. So, I mean, the night should be over by like 11-ish.
Hell of a show.
Yeah, so come on out. It's all proceeds are going towards the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. It's at the Crocodile. You can get more information. Just check Facebook and all that FMS. Crazy crap. Yeah. So that's really cool. That's gonna be a fun show for us.
I want to throw out to my blues band, the Glenn Cannon Trio, is actually. I don't think we've done a show in maybe even a year.
Mm-hmm.
But we are playing Highway 99 Blues Club. That's
perfect club.
Friday, guys, February 23rd, with Ben Smith of Heart's rock project called Dream Wrecker.
Oh, I love Ben.
So if you want some S kicking rock and roll, the Glenn Cannon Trio is getting back together and throwing down. And I don't know when we'll play together again. We want to get a record done. There's a lot of things we want to do. But obviously, I have a lot going on, and so do those guys. So.
We have one of your demos.
Don't know when you get to see us again.
Oh, I love the blues version of this.
Thanks, man.
Is that Jeff on the backing vocals?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's our man, Jeff Eason.
Yes. Will's killing it on the drums.
I got Wes Peterson, actually.
Wes, the drummer, in
that. But Will Andrews did do a couple shows early on when we first got the thing. Oh, that reminds me. This is a random reminder. February 23rd, Highway 9 Blues Club. But... my boy Ryan Carney from Stoic FB wanted me to tell
Boston.
You. Yeah, that's right. That's right. F Boston. Dude, Gwen Stefani's still hot, man. I saw Space Pants.
Thank you.
Space Pants is amazing.
He sent me the Space Pants skit. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. And then she came out and I was like, damn, she looks good.
She looks hotter now.
She wasn't pregnant in that video.
Nah, he wanted me to tell you from Stoic, you got to get past the baby bump.
Can't. Done.
Really?
Yeah, it's
then why are you nice to me? I have a baby bump. I've had it for the last 20
years. Because I know it was a burrito.
Now, just what if?
I know it comes out
on you were getting it on with her while there visibly in your field of vision. I was basically taking her baby out with a plastic bag over its head and it was struggling and you were watching. Would that work for you?
Well, in that case.
That got weird.
You're absolutely horrifying, Glenn. Jesus. Now you've made it worse.
I was waiting to watch his expression change when it got into the suffocating a baby thing.
You are horrifying.
Watching the look on Rev's face go from, I wonder where this is going.
This is where it went.
going dark. Oh, no.
I did want to have one last text. That one person wanted to know.
Does this do anything for you?
What we thought of the new Stone Temple Pilots song. Have you heard the new STP song? They have a second song out.
I'd like to hear it.
Okay, because I know you weren't 100% sold on
the
first one.
I wasn't blown away by the first one.
You know what the funny thing is? I was in the same boat as you, and then recently I re-listened to it, and I have an all-new appreciation. It's one of those songs that I think...
I mean, I want that band to do well. I'm a mega fan. I just, that first single, I was like,
expected better.
It wasn't I expected better. I just didn't hear a strong hook. I didn't hear what I... Man, I feel bad even saying this. They're one of my favorite bands. I didn't hear what I thought was a strong vocal performance. I honestly found myself wondering if A&R or the producer or both were trying to get this guy to sort of try and do the Scott thing. Yeah, I was just kind of like, man...
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I feel bad even saying that because I'm a mega fan of this band and I want them to... I really support these guys. I love Stone Temple Pilots. I just heard that first single and went, well, that's a bit bland.
Well, if you get
it just didn't blow me away.
Because I had a similar vibe, but then I went back and listened to it again just recently.
And
I'm like,
it struck you?
Yeah, I really dig this song. But it might also be because I'd heard the newest song and I really like the new song. It's called Roll Me Under. And of course, I'm a drummer. That just got found out from Mama Hawk NATO that I got kicked out of Bruiser Brody, which is unfortunate, but at least they found another ball guy, so the pictures won't be weird. Song is called Roll Me Under, and the drumming by Eric Kretz on this one is one of my favorite drumming performances by him. So let's check it out. Stone Temple Pilots, Roll Me Under, off of their new record, which I believe is coming out like in a few weeks, if I remember correctly. Maybe soon, in March. Yeah, so here we go.
So far. You gave it all for something you want so. The truth be told to lie. If it's a taste you remember, you may not share in the sweet delight. Yeah, we can live forever. This is really cool. This is really good.
Yep.
Sold. This is really cool. This is what I was hoping for out of that first song.
This is a way better first song to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This. Yeah, dude. I got nothing bad to say. I dig it. This makes me want to buy the record. They should have put this out first.
I agree.
I mean, what the hell?
Unless they were like, hey, let's start off with
a good song. The verse was cool. The pre-chorus setup was cool. And I was like, okay, we better get a big hook. There better be a moment. Because you set us up for a moment. There better be a moment.
Bam.
And then they gave it to me. Yeah. And I'm like, sold. You did
good.
It. You did it.
Big, simple chorus.
Yeah. Just give me the payoff. Because they built up to the payoff. And then they give it to you. It's great. Yeah.
How cool is the drums, man?
Oh, it's killer, man.
Like, I'm usually not a fan of super busy drums, but it works so perfect for the song. And he's such a great, he's so underrated. Eric Kretz
is great.
Underrated drummer.
That whole band, dude, I've always been a fan of these guys. Always.
Sucks that he's going to get replaced by me since I'm now out of the Bruiser Brody kid.
Dream big, Steve.
Right? Hey, they said I could play with them. Glenn, too.
It's true.
We're coming for the job.
Yeah, and then they purposely didn't come through tour. No, I'm kidding.
It's a good point.
No, we had some fans say that. They're like, man, did you see that STP's purposely not playing Seattle? And we're like, no, that's probably not the reason, guys.
It's a restraining order.
Yeah, exactly. That's my fault.
I can't remember how the guitar solo goes, so we'll listen to some more of it when we get out of here.
Cool.
Yeah, I would buy this record.
Yeah.
Hearing this song, I would buy this record.
This is Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah. At their best.
Yeah. And he sounds a lot like Scott, but it works really
That's
well.
That's okay. I don't mind that.
He's attacking the song, though.
Yeah.
In case anyone wanted to know if Eric was a good drummer, at the end he just said, hey, yeah, F you, I am.
Done.
Really cool. That's new Stone Temple Pilots. The new record is going to be coming out soon. I don't know exactly when, but it'll be coming out at some point. And it's self-titled, just called Stone Temple Pilots.
Good for them, man.
Yeah.
I love those guys. I really hope the record does well. I'd love to see him do what Alice was able to do. Really would.
Yeah, totally.
Because I feel the same way about the Alice guys, and I think those records are phenomenal as well. So, yeah, I'm a huge supporter of that band. I hope that just goes really far for them.
So we're feeling good. Because of that song, we're feeling pretty good. I think it's going to be a good record. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
All right, so again, we've got a lot of stuff going on.
February 23rd, come see the Blues Trio, man. Because
so
I really don't know when we'll play again. But
Highway 99
please,
Blues Club.
Highway 99 Blues Club. Come down and see us February 23rd. And Bruiser Brody.
March 21st over at the Crocodile. We're doing the FMS benefit show. And that's benefiting the National MS Society with White Only in the Wreckage. Woodshed, if you haven't seen us recently, we have a bunch of new songs, so you'll be able to check them out. We go on at 8 sharp, so make sure you get there early.
Windowpane vinyls are selling like hotcakes. You can hit windowpane.net and get your vinyl, standard or autographed. Hit us up.
All right, and we'll see you next week. Stay positive.